From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting. The U.S. president tweets he will order a major investigation into voter fraud. President Trump tweeted early Wednesday that he is ordering a major investigation, revisiting unsubstantiated claims he has made repeatedly about a rigged voting system. Cindy Sain is VOA's White House correspondent.
President Trump said he will ask for a major investigation into voter fraud in the 2016 presidential election, and he says this could lead to new laws on voter access. And the president is saying that as many as 3 to 5 million undocumented or illegal people voted in the election. And this claim has been debunked by U.S. election officials who say, you know, there may be some very small amount of voter fraud, but nothing anywhere near those kinds of numbers. So the new press secretary, Sean Spicer, got grilled at the press briefing by reporters saying, if the president believes this, shouldn't he launch an investigation? And then today we're hearing that he is indeed planning to launch an investigation.
Secretaries of state across the country have dismissed Trump's voter fraud claims as baseless. After the president's morning tweets, Ohio Secretary of State John Husted wrote on Twitter, "We conducted a review 4 years ago in Ohio and already have a statewide review of the 2016 election underway. Easy to vote, hard to cheat." President Trump will sign orders today to advance the construction of the Keystone XL and Dakota. He did that yesterday, and the Dakota Access Oil Pipelines, a pair of projects that were blocked by the Obama administration. This is VOA News. Somali rescue workers say at least 20 people were killed, more than 50 injured Wednesday in an attack by militants at a Mogadishu hotel. Witnesses tell VOA's Somali service that a massive truck bomb was detonated outside the Daya Hotel just before 9 in the morning. Gunmen then stormed the damaged building, shooting at guests and exchanging gunfire with security forces. Islamic militant group al-Shabaab, which has carried out similar attacks on hotels and key installations in the city, claimed responsibility for the attack on its website. Officials say those killed include 12 civilians, 2 intelligence agents, a policeman, a truck bomber, and the 4 gunmen. The Iraqi government says its security forces have taken complete control of eastern Mosul from the Islamic State group. That more than 100 days after the fight for Mosul began in October. Islamic State fighters are now pushed into West Mosul and have lost control of all 5 bridges crossing the Tigris River, along with Mosul University and the Nineveh ruins. Lieutenant General Stephen Townsend, the commanding general of the International Counter-IS Coalition in Iraq, said this is a monumental achievement for not only the Iraqi security forces and sovereign government of Iraq, but all Iraqi people. Townsend added that the fight for western Mosul will likely be even tougher than the eastern side. However, Pentagon spokesman Navy Captain Jeff Davis told reporters Monday IS had lost many abilities and a lot of their best fighters at eastern Mosul. Now, the Army's attention will turn to Mosul's western half, where UN Human Rights Commission spokeswoman Ravana Shamdasani said the United Nations is deeply concerned for 750,000 civilians who could be in danger there.
Airstrikes in Mosul also reportedly continued to cause civilian casualties, although it is difficult to verify how many civilians have been killed or injured, particularly since information indicates that ISIL continues to base itself in civilian houses and infrastructure and is exploiting civilians as shields.
Turkey's Prime Minister Binali Yildirim said Wednesday that this week's Syrian peace talks in Kazakhstan were a serious diplomatic success. Turkey, Russia, and Iran brokered the 2 days of meetings in Astana with Syrian government and rebel delegates, agreeing in the end that they would monitor a partial ceasefire in Syria and support efforts to find a political solution to the country's conflict. Yildirim said that the solution should involve a new Syrian government representing all factions. One sticking point in previous peace talks has been the role of President Bashar al-Assad in a new government. The rebels want him to leave power. His supporters, including Russia, want him to stay.
That's the latest world news from VOA.